in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
47 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Manhattan. It's 3:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too. And we're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we are going to tell you who was the main character of the week on the internet. I think it was that journalist from Vanity Fair, but we will find out what Mia Venkat thinks, and she follows that for a living, so we will learn from her. Also in the next 30 minutes, after more than 3 years and $6 million, Kansas Museum of History is finally ready to reopen its doors. What did they change? What's it going to look like? We'll get you a glimpse of what to expect coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday. This week, music for kings and queens and presidents, music from Henry V, Air Force One, and many, many more. Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. Daryl Brockton is your host. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock tonight, you'll be hearing Snap Judgment. 20% chance of showers this evening. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Fog tomorrow morning, then sunny, believe it or not. Highs tomorrow in the upper 50s. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
Talks about his new book, Captain's Dinner, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts are Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
We have news headlines coming up next. It's 47 degrees in Topeka, 46 in Abilene. It is 3:30.
But did not mention the conviction of former President Jair Bolsonaro, his ally, whose prosecution in Brazil had prompted the tariffs and reprimand. For NPR News, I'm Julia Carneiro in Rio.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall wants to replace the Affordable Care Act rather than extend subsidies for plans purchased through the ACA marketplace. The credits help more than 200,000 Kansans pay for health insurance, and they are set to expire next month. But Senator Marshall says the system is flawed. He wants to use the federal funds meant for those subsidies as individual health savings accounts instead.
Rather than give that money, or at least not all of it, to the big insurance companies, I want to give it to you, the consumer.
Experts say that's not going to lower insurance premiums, but it might help consumers with out-of-pocket costs. Disagreements over extending the credits were a major reason for the recent government shutdown. Travelers can ride for free from Kansas City's airport to two Johnson County locations during next year's World Cup. Hallie Jackson reports.
Lenexa and Overland Park will contribute $200,000 each to a new bus line connecting MCI to the Lenexa City Center and Overland Park Convention Center. That funding adds to a $2 million grant Johnson County received for the drop-and-ride pilot program. The service could stick around if there's still demand after the World Cup. Mike Nolan is Lenexa's assistant city manager.
This is really to test whether or not something like this is going to have demand and have use on an ongoing basis.
In Kansas City, World Cup planners previously announced they leased 200 buses to expand public transit metro-wide during the tournament. I'm Hallie Jackson.
The demand for food assistance in Kansas and Missouri has not subsided after the federal government shutdown ended last week. The food bank Harvesters says requests for food assistance doubled for some of their agencies during the shutdown, and food is going out to pantries as fast as it's coming onto their shelves. Valerie Nicholson-Watson is Harvesters' interim president and CEO. She says families were already stretched thin financially before the shutdown began.
Now they also have to start preparing for colder weather, higher utility bills. The cost of food, as we all know, has been rising, so that is a continuous stressor.
Staff say cash donations go farther for the food bank. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from
Pfizer and a broad spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or above. They should not be applying masks. They should not be building a skincare routine, especially at these young ages. They should be playing.
I mean, they're 4 and 5 year olds. Of course they should be playing. Yeah, and the fact that the reaction is the main character this week, it seems like a lot of the internet agrees.
NPR's Mia VenCap. Thank you.
Thank you, Juana.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, it took more than 3 years, but the renovation of the Kansas Museum of History is now finished. And the museum, located on the outskirts of Topeka, will be reopening its doors tomorrow. KPR's Jim McLean has this preview.
Kansas Museum of History Director Sarah Belters and the technology that brings the Gazette's printing press to life are just a few of the many changes that make the new museum more immersive and interactive. Improvements that Bell hopes will prompt visitors to say that the 3-year, $6 million project was time and money well spent. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
For more information on the Kansas Museum of History reopening, visit our website. We have a full digital feature there, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines for you, and then the Trump administration has taken steps to dismantle the Department of Education. A former department secretary says that is a misguided focus.
We should be focused on intensive, high-quality tutoring. We should be focused on trying to attract and retain the best possible teachers.
The effect these changes might have on students coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 20% chance of showers this evening. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 30s for tomorrow. More fog in the morning, but by the afternoon, sunshine. We're expecting highs in the upper 50s. It's 49 degrees in Emporia and 67 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Free. That's Wait Wait from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock.
Home to the Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Topeka, 45 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We know you have a lot of places you could be getting your news. Thanks for choosing KPR. In our next 30 minutes, a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives wants to ban lawmakers from trading individual stocks.
Members of Congress have access to all kinds of inside information that the average member of the public does not. The opportunity for corruption is unacceptable.
On the other hand, there are some people who are saying if you do that, it might make it tough to attract candidates for office. What does that tell you? Deidre Walsh has the story, and we are going to talk about our word of the week. It is Friendsgiving. What does it mean, and how does it vary from place to place and person to person? It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of rain through the evening hours, patchy fog after midnight. Lows down in the upper 30s for tomorrow. More fog in the morning, but turning sunny later in the day. Highs in the upper 50s, lows around 40 tomorrow night. Sunshine again on Sunday with highs in the lower 60s. With rain moving back into the area Sunday night that we expect to extend all the way through Monday. It's 45 degrees in Abilene, 44 in Atchison, 47 here in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
Democratic socialist got headlines around the world when he won. He's injected fresh optimism into progressive politics outside the United States.
The victory of Zohran Mamdani is a beacon of hope, not only in the U.S., but also for us in France.
Can Mamdani's victory help elect politicians beyond the five boroughs? That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join Sasha Pfeiffer tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence. It is 49 in Emporia. It's 4:30. News headlines coming up next.
Stupid. It's like trying to deal with a patient that has COVID but not treating the patient for COVID.
Negotiations are supposed to end today, but delegates expect delays. Julia Simon, NPR News, Belen, Brazil.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall wants to replace the Affordable Care Act rather than extend subsidies for plans purchased through the ACA marketplace. The credits help more than 200,000 Kansans pay for health insurance, and they are set to expire in December. But Senator Marshall says the system is flawed. He wants to use the federal funds meant for those subsidies as individual health savings accounts instead.
Rather than give that money, or at least not all of it, to the big insurance companies, I want to give it to you, the consumer.
But experts say that wouldn't lower insurance premiums. It might help consumers with out-of-pocket costs, though. Disagreements over extending the credits were a major reason for the recent government shutdown. The demand for food assistance in Kansas and Missouri has not subsided after the federal government shutdown ended last week. The food bank Harvesters says requests for food assistance doubled for some of their agencies during the shutdown, and food is going out to pantries as fast as it's coming onto their shelves. Valerie Nicholson Watson is Harvesters' interim president and CEO. She says families were already stretched thin financially before the shutdown began.
Now they also have to start preparing for colder weather, higher utility bills. The cost of food, as we all know, has been rising, so that is a continuous stressor.
Staff say cash donations go further for the food bank, but canned goods are still helpful to address immediate needs during supply chain delays. The Kansas Museum of History in Topeka is reopening this weekend after a three-year renovation. Dr. Sarah Bell is director of the museum. She says one of the major changes visitors will see is that the museum is arranged by themes instead of chronologically.
This thematic structure allows the visitor to really go in whatever order they want and explore this really dynamic Kansas history and to see how it relates to today.
The museum is holding its grand reopening on Saturday with music, Kansas characters, mascots, and historical reenactors. You'll hear more about this grand reopening for the Kansas Museum of History elsewhere in the show. 20% chance of rain this evening, patchy fog after midnight with a low in the upper 30s. This is KPR.
Support
from NPR News.
You want to know what's going on in the world, not just the politics and breaking news, but the music, the art, the culture. Morning Edition from NPR News is here for all of it.
That is Miley Cyrus keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
The unexpected in many ways. Maybe it's something that came out of a clear blue sky with the news. Maybe it's a piece of art you haven't heard about. Join us for Morning Edition. Get caught up. Stay on top. Be cutting edge. 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on KPR stations.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will get you an update of news headlines, tell you all about a record-breaking sale of modern art, and get you an overview of what happened in Washington this week. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, parading down Massachusetts Street in Lawrence Saturday, December 6th at 11 a.m. More information at lawrencechristmasparade.org.
We do have a 20% chance of rain tonight for northeast and east central Kansas. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 30s. More fog tomorrow morning than sunshine, with highs in the upper 50s. It's 46 degrees in Topeka, and it's 10 minutes before 5.
To reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in 60 seconds. The time is 5 o'clock.
Playing the popular New York Times online game during an online encounter with American young people. I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Kresge Foundation with Pathbreakers, a podcast about transforming communities through innovation, from revolutionizing higher education to supporting artists who are driving change. Pathbreakers is available on podcast platforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
46 degrees in Lawrence, 44 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will learn more about a proposed peace deal for Ukraine and Russia. It might surprise you a bit to find out what is in this. We will also learn who our internet reporter believes is the main character of the week. It's actually a what this week. And we will visit the renovated Kansas Museum of History. Get a little preview. It's reopening this weekend. Jim McLean has that story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Film Music Friday. This week, it's music for kings, queens, and presidents. Music from Henry V, music from Air Force One, many, many others. Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. with Daryl Brogdon on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 20% chance of rain, patchy fog after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 30s. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:20.
Cohen talks about his new book, Captain's Dinner, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 a.m. That story about the case of the Mignonette and more. Your hosts are Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 46 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
Up after a lackluster summer, but unemployment also inched higher to 4.4%. It's the highest level in 4 years. Alina Seruch, NPR News, Washington.
Well, stocks finished higher to end the trading week on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall wants to replace the Affordable Care Act rather than extend subsidies for plans purchased through the ACA marketplace. The credits help more than 200,000 Kansans pay for health insurance, and they are set to expire in December. But Senator Marshall says the system is flawed. He wants to use the federal funds meant for those subsidies as individual health savings accounts instead.
Rather than give that money, or at least not all of it, to the big insurance companies, I want to give it to you, the consumer.
Well, experts say that would not lower insurance premiums, though it could help consumers with out-of-pocket costs. Disagreements over extending the credits were a major reason for the recent government shutdown. Travelers can ride for free from Kansas City's airport to two Johnson County locations during next year's World Cup. Hallie Jackson has the story.
Lenexa and Overland Park will contribute $200,000 each to a new bus line connecting MCI to the Lenexa City Center and Overland Park Convention Center. That funding adds to a $2 million grant Johnson County received for the drop and ride pilot program. The service could stick around if there's still demand after the World Cup. Mike Nolan is Lenexa's assistant city manager.
This is really to test whether or not something like this is going to have demand and have use on an ongoing basis.
In Kansas City, World Cup planners previously announced they leased 200 buses to expand public transit metro-wide during the tournament. I'm Hallie Jackson.
The Kansas Museum of History in Topeka is reopening this weekend after a three-year renovation. Dr. Sarah Bell is director of the museum. She says one of the major changes visitors will see is that the museum is arranged by theme rather than chronologically.
This thematic structure allows the visitor to really go in whatever order they want and explore this really dynamic Kansas history and to see how it relates to today.
The museum is holding its grand reopening on Saturday with music, Kansas characters, mascots, and historical reenactors. In just about 10 minutes, we'll take a closer look at what to expect at the new and improved Kansas Museum of History. 20% chance of showers this evening, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, fog in the morning, then sunny with a high in the upper 50s.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, it took more than 3 years, but the renovation of the Kansas Museum of History is now complete. And the museum, located on the outskirts of Topeka, will be reopening its doors tomorrow. KPR's Jim McLean got a little preview.
Kansas Museum of History Director Sarah Bell started her
to every single part on this plane, and you think, who would go up in that?
The ramp to the rafters and the technology that brings the Gazette's printing press to life are just a few of the many changes that make the new museum more immersive and interactive. Improvements that Bell hopes will prompt visitors to say that the three-year, $6 million project was time and money well spent. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
For more information on the Kansas Museum of History reopening, visit our website. See complete digital feature there, photographs, a little bit more in-depth. KansasPublicRadio.org is the web address.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Bold Women, highlighting how women have pushed the boundaries of art and society across generations and geographies. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we will find out more about the steps the Trump administration has taken to dismantle the Department of Education. We will also find out more about female crash test dummies. Federal regulators given the green light, finally. It's been in the works for many years. Turns out that women's bodies react differently than men's bodies to car collisions. That story and more still to come on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on January 7th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
20% chance of showers this evening, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 30s, fog hanging around a little bit tomorrow morning, but by the afternoon, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. It's 10 minutes before 6, and this is KPR.
UJF.org. From the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal. Tariffs mean we may soon have a pasta shortage, so dads across America will finally be forced to learn a second recipe. Join us for the news quiz that's always duty-free. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.